WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Former President Trump today rallied in the same Pennsylvania city where a gunman tried to assassinate him in July.
I returned to Butler in the aftermath of tragedy and heartache to deliver a simple message to the people of Pennsylvania and to the people of America. Our movement to make America great again stands stronger, prouder, more united, more determined, and nearer to victory than ever before. We're going to make America great again.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in North Carolina today surveying the damage from Hurricane Helene. CBS's Janet Shamlian is talking to survivors there.
We spent Saturday morning at Asheville High School where a hot breakfast was served and where those in need and those helping to fulfill the need were frequently one and the same.
There's no reason to hold my head down. God is still in the working business and I'm blessed to be here.
With power slowly being restored, the bigger issue is running water. Tens of thousands are without it. Many people are being told it will be at least 4 weeks before it's running again.
The western U.S. is facing historic fall heat. CBS meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Dangerous heat continues for areas just west of Los Angeles, San Diego, and then all the way up to San Francisco. Could feel as hot as 115 for areas once again like Phoenix, continuing to set record highs. Since October 1st and the month just began, over 125 record highs have been broken.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting Chinese government-backed hackers targeted U.S. wiretap systems. More from CBS's Michelle Miller.
The journal says AT&T and Verizon were among the broadband providers breached. People familiar with the case told the journal that the group known as Salt Typhoon carried out the cyber attack that went on for months or longer. Hackers potentially accessed the network the federal government uses to request court-authorized wiretapping for criminal and national security investigations.
Israel is stepping up attacks in its quest to destroy militant groups. CBS's Linda Gradstein reports.
Army Chief of Staff Herzlah Levy said that Israel must continue to apply pressure on Hezbollah. He said it must do additional and continual damage to the enemy without concessions and without respite. The statement came as Israel expanded its attacks on Lebanon Saturday with more than a dozen airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs and Israel striking a Palestinian refugee camp deep in the north of Lebanon.
Thousands of people in Lebanon continue to flee the widening conflict. Rallies are being held around the world ahead of the anniversary of the war in Gaza. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Civic Media and welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music until midnight. And welcome to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate, now part of Compass. Sell or buy your next home right now at movetomadison.com, rocker.
Jimmy, we have a special lair tonight. Now, cancer sucks. There's no other way to say it. And Kathy Couture knows this all too well, which is why her new album, Amazing, is a testament to her spirit and belief that music is her healing energy and life's legacy. Here to tell us the amazing story is Kathy Couture. Kathy, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
We are thrilled to have you here, Kathy. Jimmy Kay?
Yes?
There's something about dogs that she might want to talk about. And I know how much you love your doggy.
Yes, Dottie is the queen of the house.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Now, Kathy, you got a dog. And how is your training progressing?
Well, the dog's great. I have some problems.
Oh, the training is for you.
Yeah,
oh,
it
no,
is.
Oh, that's funny.
I went to a trainer. I got a free consult. Highly recommended gentleman. And halfway through the consult, I realized I'm the problem.
Why are you the problem?
Well, I was rewarding the behaviors that I didn't want to see continue. Mm-hmm.
Oh, know? Yeah, we do that.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's okay, baby. It's okay. You're going to be fine. And then he'd be like, oh, I'm getting attention. I need to be more anxious. So once I started ignoring that, I ended up with a really, really awesome dog.
Oh my gosh.
The other training issues I've been having are forgetting delectable treats on the counter.
You know, it's very common that people reinforce the bad behavior in dogs. I'm not a dog trainer, but I just stayed at a Holiday Inn once. And I've walked a couple of dogs. So, but rewarding that good behavior that you want, that's the best part. And it's so rewarding when your dog does what you want them to do and have the behavior that you envision for them.
Oh, my God, yeah. Farm and Fleet lets you take your dog in with you.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was nervous because I had to get a garbage disposal replacement, and I knew I was going to need a cart because they're heavy. And so I had the dog in the cart, and I thought, oh, this is going to go either really well or I'm dying in flames. And he just walked. It was perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Okay.
So all what kind of dog do you have?
Oh, he's a mix, Great Pyrenees and Lab.
Big one.
I got him from the pound. He's 60 pounds.
Thank you for adopting. I love that. Okay, so this story. 2022, Kathy, you go to Ladies Rock Camp. And mm-hmm. anyone who has been to Ladies Rock Camp, it's like candy. You want to keep going back. It is such a great time. Mm-hmm. You sang in public for the first time since you were 14 years old. Yeah. So let's go back to the beginning. Who is Kathy Couture and what's your backstory?
Oh my gosh. How far do you want me to go back?
As far as you
back,
like.
You know, from 0 to 14.
You liked music, obviously.
I did. Okay. Well, I grew up in a musical family.
Oh, good. Okay.
My dad played classical piano. It was not uncommon to hear Rachmaninoff after dinner coming from the living room. My mom was drummer in high school, played piano, sang church choir. My brother pretty much spent his adolescence plugged into the 8-track and electric guitar to Aerosmith Toys in the Attic.
I love that it was an 8-track.
I'm old. What can I say?
Oh, no. Well, that's fine. You're no older than any of us in here.
I think 8-track is coming back.
It's time is coming.
Yeah.
It's circling around.
It is.
But, you know, I would sing after dinner with one of my parents. They'd you know, pull open the Reader's Digest songbook and play a song and say, come on and sing this. And so I would do that. But my role in the family was not the singer. I was the artist.
Oh, interesting.
So I drew, I painted, I made dolls. You know.
Okay. So you stopped singing then, basically.
Well, it was interesting. My mom and I, Vatican II came in. I grew up Catholic, and they opened the door for guitar masses. And so my mom and I would do guitar masses. And that was, I joke and say, we did the Alleluia's and the Amens. Yeah. But it was pretty cool. It was a fun experience. We'd be up there. It gave us something to do together. And then when I was 14, just stuff happened that made me withdraw and not want to be in the public and not want to really be in a social circle anymore. And anything musical just sort of fell away.
Yeah. I've heard this kind of story before from people.
Yeah.
But somehow it circles back around because here comes Ladies Rock Camp.
Yeah.
So what inspired you to do that? You got back on stage and to sing again.
That was such a gift. In 2018, I met a new friend, and there were a lot of campfires and singing around the campfire. And I was very comfortable with that, and it was a lot of fun. And his daughter was in Girls Rock. And so I went to a Girls Rock showcase, and it was like, oh, my God. And then I went to a Ladies Rock showcase, and one of the guys in the audience was sitting by himself. And I went, hey, how you doing? And he's like, yeah, my wife, she never touched a guitar before Friday. So I kind of kept my eye on him. And when he perked up, I looked, and there's his wife up on stage. I'm like, oh, my God, this is magic. This is just magic. It's so empowering. It's so powerful. So when I had a chance, I signed up and I went.
I'm so glad you did. Oh my,
me too.
Gosh.
What was the best part of Ladies Rock Camp, you think?
It was the support, was the camaraderie. It mm-hmm. was the collaboration on writing a song together and taking nothing, and then all of a sudden you have something 3 days later and you're performing in front of people. It was so powerful. And then I had kind of on a dare decided to do a side project. I had heard Etta James at last on the radio, and I thought, oh, God, I love that song. And the person I was with having coffee said, oh, that's in your range. And I'm like, what the heck do you know what was in my range? we sing around campfires. I don't even know my range. And I listened to it a couple times, and then I practiced it with none other than Shondell Marks.
Oh,
and,
Shawnee.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, my God, I love how you played with the melody. And I was going to let her go with that, but I had to be honest and say, no, I don't know the melody. I was kind of riffing off of what you were playing. And so then she made me rehearse it five more times.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
I was, you know, that's funny because I know that you've worked with Beth Kelly, and I was going to say, oh, this, isn't she like a Marine drill sergeant? How's working with her? She's the director, right?
No, she's the musical director at Ladies Rock and Girls Rock. And you'd think she'd be a drill sergeant, but she is not. She is she's got a really good velvet glove. She's just the caring, the nurturing, the support, the you can do it. It just doesn't stop. It's
She's
really
so
powerful. She really is.
And the perfect person to lead women's or ladies rock camp, girls rock camp, because of the confidence that Beth Kelly
exudes.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
It's amazing, you know, and I love that.
So now we found out Shawnee is the drill sergeant.
Yeah. Now we know next time we're talking to gin chocolate and bottle rockets, we know who the bottle rocket is, but who's the drill sergeant?
Are we renaming gin chocolate and bottle rockets to the drill sergeants?
Yeah, drill sergeants, chocolate and bottle rockets.
Oh my God, Shondell, I'm buying you lunch. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
That's okay. They know who we are.
Yeah, they do.
They know how we are.
What was your ladies rock camp band name?
Well, I've gone five times.
Oh, you've gone five times.
I've gone
now.
Five times because it is just so addictive and so powerful and so amazing. And the one band name I remember was Earwax.
Oh yeah.
And it was we had a tagline. It was Earwax, unpleasant but necessary.
I think Stops I want to go buzz. To Ladies Rock Camp with you. Wow.
That's a great tagline.
Well, let's get to some music in the lair with Kathy Couture, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Shortly after joining Ladies Rock Camp, you were diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And the first song that you have for us tonight, it's your cancer story. It's called Cancer Sucks. Let's listen before we talk.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Kathy Couture there. and Cancer Sucks. And that's a song that's full of some emotions for anybody that had anything to do with cancer. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your story and the story in this song with your journey with cancer.
Well, I think the first three lines say a lot. this is my third cancer diagnosis. The first one was in the early 90s, and I had to have a hysterectomy, but it was fixable by surgery. I didn't have to have chemo or radiation, but I lost the ability to have more children. The second time was in 2016 with breast cancer, and that was exhausting. Mm-hmm. That chemotherapy regimen was really hard. It knocked the stuffing out of me. And my father was dying at the same time from prostate cancer, so I was traveling to Honolulu trying to do it every 6 months. So it was just a very difficult time. And then this diagnosis in 22 was, I asked the doctor, is it fixable? And they said no. And that was devastating. But it's treatable.
Yes.
Which, you know, we had to kind of define what that meant. So we're going for longevity and quality of life as opposed to a cure. So I got to retire early. That's a plus.
You know, we've had family members, and the biggest thing is keeping the family member positive. Obviously living life and stuff, there's going to be downtimes, but how do you keep yourself positive going through this? And I suspect this all revolves around the music here.
A lot of it has to do with the music, but there's also a quote that I ran across that just said it all for me. And that was, I wish I could remember who said it. Fear cannot coexist with gratitude, humor, and curiosity. And so I use a lot of humor, not always appropriately, but I use a lot of humor. I focus a lot on what I can be grateful for. And I am trying very hard to be curious. I am legitimately curious about what this process is going to be like and what lies beyond.
And it says here that when you're singing or playing music, your body doesn't hurt.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah.
It was such a gift. I noticed it early on, because early on there was quite a bit of pain. And when I was drumming, because I love drumming, I didn't hurt. And when I was singing, I didn't hurt. So I organized a group of friends to come over on Tuesday night and do jam sessions at my house, because when they were there, I didn't hurt.
Oh, wow.
And it was a good thing. I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's true. You know, I play drums, and sometimes, you know, even just when you have aches and pains, I'll see you start playing drums and you're into the song and you forget all about your aches and pains.
Yeah, there's something neurologically about that cross-body movement.
Yeah.
When you're hitting the hi-hat with the right and the snare with the left.
Right.
There's good stuff that happens in your body.
The joy receptors are turning off the pain receptors. It's quite magical.
Absolutely.
It was pretty cool.
If you want to call or be part of the conversation, ask a question for Kathy, you could do that. 844-967-2789. Call or text us right from the Civic Media app.
Well, let's get back to some music in the lair with Kathy Couture, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Now, we're actually listening to songs from your album. And the next song that you have for us tonight is called Time to Fly. What's going through your mind when you're writing this song?
Thanks for asking. Actually, Cancer Sucks and Time to Fly are from my first album, Transitions.
Oh.
The rest of the songs are from my second album, Amazing.
I see. Okay.
I was tricky with you guys.
See, here comes the humor. It's good.
Time to Fly was, I was thinking, you know, kind of getting a little maudlin, thinking about my life and just kind of what it was like. And so when I started writing the song, it was really about being happy with who I am right now. And kind of the verses are kind of talking about the journey to get to that spot.
Yeah.
Sure where I'm going, didn't like where I'd been, but right in this moment, I like who I am. I used to smoke and drink and swear, I used to run around, looking for that perfect life, and never found. Not sure where I'm going, didn't like
this moment, I like who I am. I made a lot of changes, lost a lot of friends. I've done my time inside the prison in my head.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, live in the lair. I like that song, "Time to Fly," Kathy. It's a very uplifting song.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I like the song structure. I guess I like the chorus.
Yeah, it hits in the right way.
It does.
It does. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You know, your music, and it's so odd, like, how music can bring different people together. Beth Cayley, as we've been talking a little bit about her, she started to work with you to record what we've been listening to from your first album. And I recall hearing that you intended this to be a legacy album to give to your son. And then, obviously, he could listen to you whenever he wanted. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide you wanted to do that?
That's such an interesting question, and there's a couple different answers. Mm. One, I wanted to leave something behind. I wanted to leave a legacy. Two, I didn't want to be forgotten. And I wanted, in some way, for the music to give him comfort. After I passed.
Oh, wow.
Now I'm going to cry.
Oh, dear. Now, I'm assuming he's heard all of your music.
Oh, yeah.
And so what does he say? Oh, no.
And does he have a CD player?
Yeah. You know, he collects old cars, and I'm not sure he does. But he says things that are hard for me to repeat because I'm kind of like, dude, come on.
Yeah,
he says, "Wow, I can't believe my mom's part of the music scene.
That's so great.
You're amazing. You just decided to do this. How did this happen? You know, I listened to you sing in the car all these years, and I never knew you had it in you."
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, dude.
Yeah, obviously it has been there.
Because you're just my mom, and now you're doing these things.
Yeah,
and I'm like, wow. Cool.
And your CD is out and about now. Yeah. So how did that feel? And then obviously you've done a CD release show. So
well, that was the part I thought. Okay, I'm gonna you know, with Beth encouraging me. You know, we did the recording and had great people to work with. Michael Mood did the keyboards on "Time to Fly." He was just amazing. And we did that, and I'm like, okay, good. I got this CD, you know, I'm done. And then they said, oh no, you need to have a CD release party.
There's always a follow up.
I was like, what? We have to do what? We have to do this in public? And so we did that at the Red Rooster. They were incredibly great about it. And meanwhile, I kept writing songs. And Beth said, I think we're going to have to do another one.
Yes.
Who else played on your first CD?
On the first CD, it was Beth Cayley on guitar, Dan Kennedy on bass, Jenna Jonas on drums. Okay. I mean, my God, the dream team.
Yes, yes. Right, absolutely.
Michael Mood on keys on "Time to Fly," and then Bob Manor contributed keys on the last
after August.
Yeah, on the last song of the album, which was a song to my son, which I don't perform in public because I can't get through it. Yeah.
So
he did the keys for that.
That's awesome.
So you performed at Ladies Rock Camp on stage, of course. But then you went, you did your first CD release party at the Red Rooster on stage.
Yeah.
Performing your own music that you wrote.
Yep.
That had to have been a very special moment for you.
I was a wee bit stressed.
Yeah. But
a wee bit.
It went well, right?
It did. It was phenomenal. I learned through this process that I didn't think I would, but I really like performing. There's something about being on the stage, having the mic in my hand, and singing, and that connection with my bandmates and with the audience that is just the adrenaline, the dopamine, just it's
like healing energy.
Absolutely healing energy. That synergy is so positive, and nothing hurts.
Yeah,
nothing hurts when I'm doing that. It's just phenomenal.
Even singing. Wow. So there's hope for other musicians besides drummers.
I think so, yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Kathy Couture, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song we're going to listen to tonight is a question, and it's called, What Fills Your Soul? My answer, squirrels. They're always distracting me.
You have that look.
I'm a drummer.
Oh, gosh.
That explains it.
Oh, my.
What's this song about?
This one was just about, you know, how we let ourselves get distracted by a lot of things, material things, expectations, all of that. And the root question is really what is enough and what fills our soul.
Beautiful.
Live in a Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music live in a lair with Kathy Couture. And that song is What Fills Your Soul. That's my favorite song so far tonight. It's the third one we've heard, but it's my favorite one so far.
You've said that about the other one. I know, but I love that.
But what I like about this one is the band in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds, you lamed the superstars, Jenna Jonas and Dan Kennedy and... You know, really good.
But somebody still had to write the songs, right? And put them together.
Well, what'd you think about that lead guitar playing there in that song?
I like it. It was kind of a little bit of wah-wah pedal at one point, I think.
That was all Beth Keeley.
Yeah. And she's not usually a lead guitar player, that? You helped bring this out of her.
Wow.
Aha!
It's that synergy growth thing. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Now part of Compass. Check them out online at movetomadison.com. Also, thanks to Ignite Glass and Gifts here in Madison. Three locations, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And our friends over at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, you know, if you go see a Packer game there, you can, a green and gold game or whatever. If they score a touchdown, you can get a Jell-O shot. It's pretty cool.
And did you hear? She just whispered to me, the best cheese curds ever
The Lazy Oaf Lounge has some good food. Love that place. Check them out, North Stoughton Road here on Madison's East Side. You can check them out online, too, at LazyOafLounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show tonight, it's going to replay at midnight. And then tomorrow, Sunday at 6 to midnight. And, of course, overnight, too. And you get the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com at any time. Coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, Shane Christopher Neal from Ontario, Canada, bringing that local music from the St. Catharines area, and then after hours at 11 o'clock with Rob Roberts.
All right, Jimmy, you know, we're gonna talk about some quotes. I think that Kathy has some favorite quotes. One of my favorite quotes is, perseverance and confidence in your own abilities is all you will ever need.
Oh, I like that.
I do too. Wow.
Yeah, that's one of my quotes. You can even go on my Facebook. It's listed as a quote. What's on your Facebook?
What's your favorite quote? I don't want to talk about Facebook right now because it will not let me change my last name back to
what it actually
is. So it's sort of a sore point right now. Okay. But I already shared one of my favorite quotes.
Yes.
The other one is, at the moment of commitment, the universe conspires to help you.
Mm.
And I've noticed that to be true.
Oh, wow.
When I'm all in on something, it all just kind of flows.
Kismet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Terry, you got one?
I have to look mine up, but mine is very much about the universe as well. So I wonder what that means. I have a plan to take your life and make it a great story. Do you trust me?
Ooh. Ooh.
Who said that?
The universe.
Oh. Wow. When did they record that?
Well, sometimes you just got to go with it, right?
I like that. That was good.
Yeah. You know, trust in what is there. Yeah.
I don't know if I have it on my, I don't think I have one of the quotes on my Facebook page where you're supposed to, I'm, you know.
Do you have a quote you like, though, or
yeah,
something that sticks out?
Free belly rubs. That's my quote.
Free belly rubs are better than paying for belly rubs.
There you go.
You can pay for belly rubs?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an option. It's a check. You just check it off.
Just in case people
don't know. And then you pay
instead
of getting it for free.
It's Jimmy K's business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I see, Kathy didn't know.
Now, you radio people cannot see the look she just gave him.
It's not people, it's pets.
Oh.
She was thinking people.
The whole different spin on there, Jimmy K.
Yeah. You have to have a tail and be able to lick places that you can't when you're a human.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm glad.
I think we should walk away from this now.
Okay.
Oh my
other favorite quote is, rhetoric entraps the ignorant in the pleasure of the moment.
Oh, you are deep.
Well, I was a philosophy student, you know.
I didn't know that.
I feel attacked.
All of a sudden, wow. Okay, I love this conversation. All right, Kathy, I'm going to ask you now. We're going to move ahead.
Okay.
February 2023. Well, no, was it 22? You got your diagnosis. But by January of 24, so earlier this year, you were working on the other album, right?
Well, actually, I got the diagnosis in January of 23.
Okay.
And I got really, it motivates you. So by summer of 23, I was talking with Beth and we were recording. And the first album was released January of 24.
Oh, wow. And that was Transitions. I'm sorry, Rocker. Yeah,
and
he sure did.
The second album was released in July of this year.
That's really fast.
It
to
is.
Put I, up.
Yeah. Yeah, but we were all kind of like, how
on
much
a roll.
Time do we have? You know, what's the prognosis? And you know, the terminal diagnosis does two things. One, it can be, I chose to take it as something that would really motivate me. Mm. And it also creates a little pressure to, you know, what's on your bucket list? What do you really want to get done? Because if my quote used to be, if not now, when? Now it's like, well, it better be now.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure I have a when in me.
Well, and this is interesting because you called that one Transitions. That was your first one. You called it Transitions for a reason because of where you were at that time with your diagnosis.
Right.
But then the second album becomes Amazing.
Yeah.
And what happened then?
Well, it started when I went on vacation to Florida. And that was just, it was just so much fun.
Yeah.
It was just a really good vacation. I stayed with friends and I just had a really good time. And I wrote a song about it called Vacation.
Oh, this song is terrific. Yeah, it's coming
And
up.
Then I got thinking about stuff and I thought, you know, I got to put a positive spin on these things. You can't just keep writing about cancer and life's questions and all of that. And I thought, what is one thing that we just don't hear enough? And that's that we're amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was a 2-hour conversation with my son on the phone. And he's like, no, Mom, you're amazing. You are amazing. You have to say it. And I'm like, no, I don't have to say it. I said, you tell me one of the things that makes me amazing is my humility. If I say I'm amazing, I'm not humble anymore. So this is a catch 22. So after 2 hours, I said, okay, fine. I'm amazing. Goodbye. I love you. And I hung up the phone, but I put the word amazing on my song idea list. And I woke up one morning and it was like, we're all amazing. Just going through life and putting one foot in front of the other. We all have histories. We all have pasts. We're all amazing. Mm. So I wrote that song, and then it just seemed appropriate to make it the title of the album.
Yeah. agree.
Now, who is on this album? Same players?
Same crew.
Same bat station?
Yeah. When you got it going on.
Well, when you have rock stars like that, why give them up for anybody else, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, it's really a good team. The one person I didn't mention that played on one of the songs on Transitions was Danica E. She played upright bass on one of the songs.
Ooh.
And she was good. I didn't want her to feel slighted because that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned earlier that you're always writing, and that has led to another album that's going to be coming soon.
Well, hopefully not that soon. I said, wouldn't it be cool if we could get 3 albums out in 1 year?
Oh, my gosh.
And Beth just kind of looked at me and said, you're not Taylor Swift.
I was going to say, it's like quicker than the Beatles.
Okay, we can wait. But, you know, I keep writing and I keep, you know, things just come.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Vacation, the song. Mm-hmm. You said you were in Florida with friends.
Yeah.
Should we just give it a listen? I've heard this song. Now, Jimmy K, this is one of my favorite songs.
All right. Well, let's check it out right now. Live in the air, Kathy Cordura, Max Inc. Radio.
I know I'm still me, but I don't feel the same. Taking long walks and eating good food, dancing to the blues and feeling so good. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation. Walking on the beach with a pocket full of shells, feeling happy, watching the waves swell. A lady walks by and likes my smile, haven't felt this good in quite a while. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than get me on a vacation. Sometimes life can bring you down. You gotta pack your stuff and get out of town. You're not running away, 'cause you'll be back. You'll be stronger and wiser after you instead of pines, sand instead of snow. Watching the waves and walking in the wet, all the bad things are easy to forget. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation, better than staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation.
Hey Beth, Mai Tais or Pina Coladas?
Pina Coladas all the way.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kathy Couture.
I had to applaud.
I like that song, too.
Isn't that fun?
Vacation, better than medication.
Yes.
That's a great line. I like that a lot. And I agree. I love taking vacations.
Oh yeah. We forget how important it is to get that mental break.
Do you have any plans to go anywhere, any kind of travel at all? Anything else on the bucket list other than music?
I would like to go up to the Duluth area and see Lake Superior again.
Yeah.
And I would love to go to New Orleans, but I want to wait till we're done with hurricane season.
Yeah. If you go to New Orleans, may I recommend Amtrak, the city of New Orleans, train from Chicago down to New Orleans.
I have totally thought about that.
Get a roomette and you'll have fun.
Awesome.
He's the guy to talk to about
disclosure,
the Amtrak.
Jimmy works for Amtrak. Kathy, you reached for music to heal, and the music scene reached back with love and support. Tell us about the healing energy you get from the players in the Madison music scene.
Oh, my gosh. It has been so impressive. The generosity of spirit has been phenomenal. The support, it's not a sense of being competitive. I don't ever get the feeling that somebody's trying to push somebody down to make them look better. Mm-hmm. It's just a really amazing group of people. Dana Perry, Cargo Coffee, Red Rooster, Girls Rock, Ladies Rock, you know, just all of that. That vibe is supportive and, you know, collaborative. And, you know, nobody has, I thought in the beginning that people were being kind and liking my music because I had this terminal diagnosis. And they quickly told me that that was BS.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I made sure I didn't swear.
Yes.
I was careful.
Yep, that was good too. But I love the line that they told you it was BS.
Yeah, because it was, you know, I mean, anybody that's in music has a certain level of insecurity because it's such an intensely personal thing when you put something internal out there. And to be received positively was really powerful.
Well, speaking of personal, You don't get to play out very often because of your health. Mm-hmm. But how about this? You are actually going to do a cover show at the Sauk County Nursing Home for your mama's birthday.
The first thing I did after Ladies Rock camp, because my mom is in the nursing home and she can't get out to travel, and she wanted to, well, I want to hear you sing. So I talked to Shondell and said, hey, would you want to do something? She's like, oh, yeah, okay, that'd be cool. You should talk to Dan Kennedy. So I reached out to Dan Kennedy, who I barely knew, and a couple other friends, John Jacobs, Kirk Stone. We got together and we formed a group, and we had two rehearsals. We came up with 15 songs.
Oh, my God.
And we went up to the Sauk County Nursing Home, and we played. And after we got into, like, one song, and they started just pulling people in. And it was a full house, and there was a dog there, and it was just so cool. And people were tapping their toes and singing along. And
again, music.
My mom was front and center, and she was just, oh, yeah.
That's my daughter.
She was loving it. And afterwards, they said, hey, can you come again? And I said, well, I'm not sure because, you know, I don't know what's going on with my health. Because at that time, you know, I was still sitting down. I wasn't standing to sing. And as it turned out, you know, I had a period of partial remission, and now I'm back doing chemo, but I'm feeling up to it. It's her 85th birthday. It just so happened everybody was available on that day. So we're going to go up, and we're going to do an hour set again.
I love that.
Slightly different composition of people. But, you know, we've got a 12-song set list. Oh. And we're going to do Vacation and Amazing.
Perfect.
Because, you know, we figure they can handle it.
Yes, now, I think they can.
Do you play at the Cargo Coffee Jumpstart Jam?
I love the Cargo Coffee Jumpstart Jam.
Okay.
And Dan Kennedy has got a great thing going there. Dana Perry runs sound, and it's amazing. I started out just singing, then I brought my hand drum and started doing a little bit of that, and lately I've been bringing my guitar and I'm trying to learn that skill, so awesome. Got a ways to go yet.
Wonderful. What night is that? Is that Sunday night?
That is second and fourth Sundays from 5 to 7, Cargo Coffee, East Wash.
You do such a good job over at Cargo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's hear another song here. We're starting to run a little short on time, so let's get this song. We'll talk about it after we hear it. It's Kathy Couture, live in the Lair. Here's her song, Mother Love.
Seem surprised. I look at your face, look in your eyes. I touch your hand, I find memories. But do you still remember me? I had to let go of the past to be with you. I took the steps and talked it through. There's still some work for us to do. And I still right.
spark in your eyes and you say my name. I say I love you, Mom, and you say the same. We hug for a while and I pull away. I look in your eyes and there's nothing to say. I had to let go of the past to be with you. We took the steps and talked it through. There's still some work for us to do. And you need me too.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Kathy Ooh. Couture and Mother Love. I was going to ask you what that song was about, but it's about mom. Of course.
It's mm-hmm. it's about mom and what a lot of us are dealing with when our moms are having some issues with memory.
Yeah. And
we get that.
Yes, for mm-hmm. sure. Yeah. All right. emotional. Indy 45 is coming up at 10 o'clock and Rob Roberts at 11. Make sure you get the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com, Rocker.
All right, Jimmy. Gosh, we're coming up here on the end now. You said you don't have a website, but we can find you on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we have to look for Kathy Couture, but we have to spell your name backwards, right? Right. That was that little thing you were alluding to before, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't let you change it back. So let's see. Your name is spelled Couture.
So Couture.
I just thought you had a fancy last name when I found you.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's
crazy.
All right. We have time for this last song, though, and I'm looking forward to this one. It's the title track of your latest album, Amazing. So tell us about this song.
Oh, you know, it's just something we just need to hear it. We don't tell each other and we don't tell ourselves enough that we're amazing. Yeah. And we should.
What is going to be coming up in the future for you?
Oh, I don't know. I'd like to get a third album out. I'd like to be able to schedule maybe some more opportunities to play. I'd like my health to hold steady so I can do that.
Well, you are amazing.
You are amazing.
Yeah. We are so happy that you were able to come in and hang with us.
I am so grateful for this opportunity. You guys have been incredible.
You're fun. Let's check out this song.
Yeah, let's
do it. It's amazing. It's going to rock. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
You're fun, too.
So much to pull you down to make you feel sad. Why is it so easy to believe all the crap? If someone talked to you the way you talk to yourself, you'd punch him in the throat. You'd kick the love back. No one's told you, you are amazing. Look at all the things you do, you are amazing. Think of all that you've been through, you are amazing. Gotta accept that it's true, you are amazing. You get up in the morning, put your feet on the ground, throw on some get around. You do the things you have to, might even have some fun, but at the end of the day, there's more to be done. In case no one's told you, you are amazing. Look at all the things you do, you are amazing. Think of all that you've been through, you are amazing.
Talk about some self-confidence right there and sharing it with others. Amazing, Kathy Couture. It is wonderful to meet you tonight. And normally I get to hear our preview songs before we go on the air, but I did not tonight. And I'm so glad I did because it was a pleasant surprise hearing your music tonight. And
oh,
thank you
so
for
kind.
Sharing your story with us.
Yes.
Thank you for having me here. This has been phenomenal.
You're so great. Could make it. Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. Rocker, live in the lair. What's coming up in the future? Who's
Jimmy,
coming in?
Let's see. On the 19th, we have Alex White and friends. You may remember Alex White from the Pine Travelers. He'll be in with his buddies, and we'll hear some good music. 2nd of November, Black Willow Starling. They're from Milwaukee, and that's some Celtic music. Dogtown Hollow. They're going to be here November 9th. Dogtown Hollow. Then the 16th of November, Bing Bong.
Yeah.
You know, Pam is the owner of the Harmony.
Harmony Bar
and we'll have her band Bing Bong in here.
What date is that?
So fun.
The 16th of November.
Man, we should do that show. We should do that at the High Noon.
Oh.
At the Harmony, you mean, Jimmy?
At the Harmony, yeah. Excuse me.
And then on December 7th, Sarah the Red. And that's what we got booked. Hey, you know, remember, if your band or you are a singer-songwriter would like to perform right here live in the studio every Saturday night, we're going to start booking up more dates coming up here in December. We have to fill some January.
I've got some more for you, too.
Send an email. Yep. music@civicmedia.us. You can also, of course, send your MP3s there that we can consider for on-air playback. And go to the website, civicmedia.us. or maxincradio.com to hear the podcast.
Like Terry's quote says, she wants to make your story.
Yeah.
Right. Did I say that right, Terry?
Sort of.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
You know, you made it your own quote now. Yeah, so there you go.
Let's hear Shane Christopher Neal's coming up with Indy 45 Show. Original local music from Ontario, Canada. You don't want to miss that. Rob Roberts at 11 o'clock with After Hours. Fun to do radio with y'all. Have a great night. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Good
we are
night,
local music.
Everybody.
Thanks, Jimmy.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.